We heard from a bunch of school children this week, starting with our group from Mariah Jeske's sixth grade class in Ely, Minnesota.
Hello, this is the phonology report for Ms. Jeske's sixth grade class at Ely Memorial High School in Ely, Minnesota. My name is Ty, and I will be reporting on our observation for the week of October 2nd through October 8th. Our high temperature in the last week was 66 degrees on October 7th, and the low was 30 degrees on October 6th. We are noticing that the days getting much shorter. Between last Monday and today, our days are 24 minutes shorter. The Ely area had the first widespread frost on October 5th, with visible frost on the ground. Many students reported plants dying in their garden, and Kirsten mentioned that her tomato plants no longer producing fruit. Many observations are proof we are in season of autumn. The red maple in front of our school has lost all of its leaves, while the silver maple is behind and only has 75% of leaves colored. Robert reported that the American basswood on school property has dropped 75% of its leaves. Some New England asters are still blooming, according to Izzy. Ava observed a vibrant yellows coming from birch and aspen trees, which are almost all colored. Abby noticed bright red long leaves on the Trezona Trail, and we were able to identify it as a sumac tree. Many animals are preparing for winter and eating lots of food. Caden was grouse hunting and noticed a grouse moving leaves away, maybe looking for some worms. There was a unique sighting of a robin by Esther. It had speckled breasts with tail feathers that were all white. Is this just a different morph of a robin? There was bull moose observed on a trail cam near Babbitt, and it looked to be enjoying some plants near a garage. Many students noticed eagles on the side of the road, getting their fill of the roadkill. Tommy observed two belated woodpeckers eating something in a tree branch. Maybe some bugs. Lastly, some late season observations include a black snake seen by Isaiah near Lake of the Woods, and it looked like it was trying to find a warm place to go. And a hummingbird was sighted outside a house window on the Kawishaway Trail by Jace. This concludes the phonology report of the area of Ely, Minnesota. We'll be back next week to share more of our observations. Thanks for listening.
Nice job. Thank you very much. That was a great report and lots of great detail. I hope the rest of you living in the Ely area can concur on all of those great observations.